Psalm 146 is one of those psalms that's really worth just sitting with for a while. And I would encourage you this week, as you start a new year, it'd be a great place to just read through each day. And it's a good place for us to start this morning because it's a psalm all about the worthiness of God. The God who has flung the planets into orbit, who cares for all that he's created. God is the creator of beauty and goodness and wisdom and truth, and God is worthy to be praised. And so that's our starting point. That's our starting point. A lot of times we start in other places. We start with the things we're worried about. We start with the people we're frustrated with or have let us down. We start with all kinds of other things. But in this examen, we just start with God's worthiness. And really, the lives in 2018, if we started from a place of praise, if our first breath, if our first moment, we were really purposeful about, I'm going to start with praising God because God is worthy. And so these few questions that we're going to reflect on now and meditate on, the second two are actual questions. So number two is, I praise you, God, for your gift of. And so I'm going to give you some space to reflect. What gift did God give you in 2017? Materially, relationship, whatever. What gift did God give you? And then third is, you know, how I praise you for fulfilling your promise to, how has God revealed how God is fulfilling his promise to you in 2017? But the first one is just, I praise you, God. And we're just going to take a moment and that's going to be kind of our mantra. That's what a mantra is. It's just a phrase that you repeat. And so it sinks deeper and deeper into your soul. And so we're just going to take about a minute maybe. And I might say, I praise you, God, at some point, a couple times. And I invite you to, you can say it out loud, I praise you, God. But internally, just let yourself praise God. You don't need any reasons, any blessing. And just because God is worthy, just take a moment and say, I praise you, God. Okay, reverence is about acknowledging the bigness, the power of God, and sitting in that reality. The Magnificat, Mary's song that Tina just read, is about how God is sovereign, God is powerful, God has sent his king to bring about his kingdom, that God is overturning everything that gets in the way of shalom, of peace, of a just peace where people flourish and prosper. God is overturning everything that gets in the way of that shalom. That's what Mary's song is about. And she understands that God is doing that through her son, through Jesus. And in view of that reality, that God is overturning everything that gets in the way of shalom in our lives and in this world, I think there are at least two responses to that. And historically, the church has argued over these two responses and chosen one over the other. You're in the church history class that we did in the fall. We talked about how in the early 1900s there was this divide, the fundamentalists and the modernists. And the fundamentalists tended to say God's promises are about we need to confess, it's about forgiving our sin, it's about being saved. And the modernists said, no, it's about seeking justice and being peacemakers and changing the world, the social gospel, if you will. And then we fought over that for decades. And I think if we see in Mary's song and the gospels themselves, we need both of those. We need to be saved inside of us, and we need salvation for the world. Shalom inside, shalom out. And so the two responses, I think, to this reality that God is overturning everything that keeps us from shalom, the first is confession. Because there are things in our own lives, in the ways we think, in the ways we act, in the ways we speak, that get in the way of shalom. Our own shalom and others' shalom. And so we confess. And in this time of reverence, we trust that God is bigger than our own sin. God is bigger than the ways that we are afflicted by sin and that we get in the way. We trip over our own feet. And God is bigger than those things. The patterns, the things that were handed down, the ways of living that were handed down to us from our parents and our grandparents, these cycles that we just can't break, God is bigger than those things. And so we just are honest about those, we confess, and we trust that God forgives us and that God can heal us and that God can transform us and give us new life. So that's the first response, is confession. The second response is a response of faith, that we trust that God is bigger than all the external things that keeps us and the world from experiencing shalom. And that faith is the opposite of fear. Trust is the opposite of anxiety, right? So that's what reverence is. It's recognizing that God wants to overturn some things in my own life, and I just am opening myself to God doing that right now. God, I want you to overturn this in me. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live in that, whatever it is I'm living in. And also, I'm going to trust you in this world. I'm going to live in love, not in fear. I'm going to live in faith. Right? Because God is bigger than our sin. So we don't want to live weighed down by our sin. And God is bigger than the brokenness of this world. And so the brokenness of this world doesn't paralyze us. So that's what this time for reflection is about. The first part is that confession. God, your grace, O God, is big enough to forgive. So how do I need God's forgiveness? It says 2016. I'm sure I need lots of forgiveness for 2016, but more imminently, I need forgiveness for 2017. So what are the things that you just want to confess and say, God, I want you to take this from me. I want you to forgive it. I want you to heal it. That's the first part. And then we're going to enter into a prayer of confession. And then the second part then is, you, God, are bigger than, what is it in your life? What is it in this world that you need to trust God with in 2018? Right? So it could be something political. It could be something medical. It could be something, I don't know. You have your ideas. What are the things that are bringing you fear and anxiety that feel like are out there that are keeping you and other people from shalom? And how can you trust God with that in 2018? The next movement is service. So then we'll talk about what is our part in that. But right now, we need to trust what Mary is saying. God, you are overturning everything that keeps this world from shalom in fulfillment of your promises to Abraham. So let's take a moment, and I'm not going to ask you, I mean, if you want to, that's fine, but I'm not going to ask you to publicly confess right now, but just take a moment and reflect on what you want, you need God's forgiveness and healing for, that came to light in 2017. So the last movement in the examen is that of service, and I think it's the first two movements that allow us to live lives of service and love. It's when we start with who God is and God's worthiness, what Richard Rohr calls original blessing, that God made this world good and made us good to live fruitfully and faithfully in it. We start there. And when we confess and cast off our sins and our fears and our worries and recognize that God is bigger and that Jesus is Lord and there's nothing else in this world that is Lord and master of mine, but it's Jesus, then we can prepare the way of the Lord in the world. Then we can boldly walk out into the wilderness of this world like John and say, turn around, repent, look at God, because the kingdom of God is near, that Jesus is near, Jesus is coming, Jesus has come. Receive him. That's where ministry comes from. That's where service comes from. That out of our praise and out of our humble confession and our recognition of Jesus as Lord, then we can walk into the world and serve, just like Jesus did. I mean, it is a deep freedom that Jesus had that allowed him to kneel down and wash his disciples' feet, is it not? To humble himself in that way. That's from a place of freedom. And so that's where we enter into the world free from from all of those other things, knowing that God is God, and that God is ultimately worthy, that we're God's children, that we're forgiven and free, that's where we can serve. That's where we can kneel down and make a difference in the world. And so, now that's the question. How is God calling us, calling you and me to serve in the coming year? How is God empowering us to bring about Mary's dream, Mary's vision? And it's not something we can do on our own, so we don't have the weight of the world on our shoulders. But it's something we join in. We participate in God's work in the world, bringing about justice and peace and love and healing and mercy and all of the things of God. We usher those in. We prepare the way of the Lord in this world. And so how is God calling you to serve others, to serve the world in the coming year? Our response to this then, after we take some time to reflect, is going to be a reaffirmation of our baptism. Because again, that's what we walk out into the world with, as baptized people. People have been baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And all of that forgiveness that that means, and all of that empowerment that that means, that's how we walk out into the world. So that's how we want to start our new year, is recognizing and reaffirming that we are baptized children of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. So that will be our response to that. But for now, let's just reflect on this question, or this finish this phrase, Lord, help me to serve you by. Help me to serve you by.